Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Rhonda Harrison with the Roadmap for Seekers and Searchers Roadmap. Today we're going to be doing a two-hour show, and I'm doing it a little different today. I have sent out a lot of emails and a lot of notifications to all the numerous guests that I have had the privilege of meeting, working with, doing shows with, who we've learned to support each other and go through things together in this life that are sometimes quite difficult. And I just, this whole radio show thing 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, was just not even a glance in my eye. I literally did my first interview for the I Am Well show on April 29th, 2013. As my dad was passing, and now I'm here doing this show with you guys in regards to, you know, how everyone has blessed me. This has been a definite, I'm at a loss for words because there's so much rushing in, and I'm getting the link up. I can't see in the back office yet, so give me a minute while I get all that up. And, you know, think about, you know, how the world is affected by vibration, not just some vibration, but the vibration of sound and voices and radio. And it's like a fiber optic out there throughout the world saying, you know, here I am, touch me, you know. And that's what's happening, is that these radio shows now are broadcast across the world. You know, it's been one of those things where you just go, wow, so much has changed just even in the last 3 years as far as the healings that people are able to receive and resonate with and benefit from. And, you know, and it's because we're in this rainbow bridge time that we talk about, or we've heard about, like, from great visionaries, Black Elk, who said, you know, that there would be a time and a day that, you know, all the indigenous would start sharing their information, and that is happening. And you're seeing a lot more ritual come back, a lot more, you know, different ways to express yourself with the divine, God, Lord, Jesus Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, you know, on and on and on and on goes the list. You know, from all different regions of the world, all different forms of culture and spirituality. And there's, my way of seeing it is that there's no one way there. I think that our higher power, God, whatever you want to call him, is like a multifaceted jewel, and there's like no way that you can discount any one of the facets without discounting yourself. You know, so I'm just mesmerized by, sorry guys, trying to get myself so I can see the back office. You know, there's just so much. And as soon as I get in the back and I can open up the back and see who all is here, and if you're calling in, call in to 1-837. Hang on a minute, guys. My brain just went on vacation. If you're online, you can hit the Skype link, and it will bring it up where you can be dialed into the back studio to answer, ask questions, make statements. You know, I mean, I'm really kind of doing this in honor of my two parents who had no idea what I used to do or why I used to do it. And they've come to support me and be my best fans, my best cheerleaders, all of that. you know, and now they're both on the other side, and you know, it's amazing how you think you're really in touch with them when they're here, but when they're gone and they're communicating with you through the spirit world, it is just amazing how this all turns out and how it's all doing. You know, because we only have the moment. There's no guarantee of later or next week or, you know, anything like that. It's, this is it, you know, whatever that is. And so, you know, I'm still trying to get in the back, guys. Hang on. I'm almost there. Just one moment. Sorry, I'm searching on how to get this. I know it's live and you guys can hear me, but I can't see you or hear you. So just give me a moment and I will, for some reason, my. Okay, here we go. Like I said, I've had a vast array of people from all different callings of walks of life, of different types of healing, different types of beautiful interactions with the soul, with the earth, with the water. You know, and if you ever want to see or hear, or not see, but hear any of my shows, you can always go to the archives and you can Google my name if you want, Rhonda Harrison. And it will bring up all the shows I've done in the last 3 years and 3 months. And so I guess it's a day for threes. And I feel very honored to be able to do this and to bring information to the audiences that are out there in the world. And we're all, you know, just waiting to see, you know, how it's going to continue to grow or not. And at this time, I would like to take a moment of silence to really look at what does world peace mean? What does safety mean? What does, you know, police protection mean? What does, you know, a lot of these things that are coming up in the news over and over and over that are just berating you with all the negative, you know, when there are so many positive healing things happening in the world today. So let's just take that moment. Thank you, everyone. You know, I was reading in a book the other day that a friend gave me, in regards to, you know, prayer prompts, you know, driving down the road and seeing something like a mountain or something else. You know, it just, it's amazing how all those things can be out there. And I am in the back now, so callers, please call in to 1-347-838-9142 if you would like to have, you know, a conversation, you want to bring up if you've been on my show before, if you've not been, if you've listened to some of my shows and haven't listened to others, or how you feel in regards to how things are in the after, you know, in this crossing over stage. And there's a lot of people right now choosing to stage left. And so, you know, I'm just really happy that I have this ability to and availability to be able to share with you all these different people from around the world, if it's in New Zealand or if it's in Australia or if it's in India or if it's in England or the Netherlands or in the United States or in Mexico or Latin America or Guatemala or, and the list goes on, China, Japan, you know, all however many 192 countries it is, that's a lot of people out there. And you can always re-listen to this in the archives. It's, you know, live right now. And so if you want to call in, you know, like I said, you can call in, or if you want to come in online in the, in the back office and, or online and text me your information, just give me a text in the conversation box if you're online, and, you know, we can look at these different things to see how well, you know, things are going in your part of the world. And I am expecting callers and listeners that have been either on the show or in the show or listen to the show or something like that. So, again, the call-in number is 1-347-838-9142. And if you're on the internet, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And it'll bring up today's show and show that it's live, and you can click on that and click on the Skype button and register to come online, and then I can see your phone calls in the back through Skype. And I can see you through text in the conversation box. So I just really like to open it up to all beings that have been affected in, let's say, just since January 2016, the energy is moving so quickly and so fast and so crazily. And it's amazing how, you know, we can get so caught up in the world progress notes, you know. And a lot of the world progress notes isn't what any of us are about, really. So I'm really grateful that all of you are here and participating in my show. And, you know, we have all, for 2 hours, we have some time. You know, I can also get some other things set up possibly in regards to, you know, do a reading or two or, and pick a card for the day. These silent moments just makes you wonder what it is you want to say to the world. And you can say it with music, you can say it with words, you can say it with all different ways of bringing light to others and just doing the next right thing. And I've been taught by some mentors, I'm going to see if I can find this quote that I had from Kalpoli Toklian. And they all share in this Corandera indigenous medicine from Mexico, New Mexico, South America, you know, and it's amazing how it just all just keeps happening a little bit at a time. I thank you for listening today, and hang on a moment, and I'm going to turn on some music for a minute, and I'm going to go get this book that I want to read a quote out of that is totally fitting for today. So I'm going to play a little music, and I'll be right back. So, listeners, that was a little interesting interlude of being on higher ground, kind of what we're talking about, being in that space where you can move freely within your beliefs, within your culture, within your knowledge, within your relationship to however you relate with the divine God, Jesus, and all the other numerous names throughout the planet. You know, we're all special. We're all important. It doesn't matter what our race, color, or creed is, because that's not what this is about. This is about standing on higher ground. And I have a beautiful quote here from Reverend J. Lynn James. O God of whirling galaxies, rainforests and rivers, tides and thunderstorms, we've been too busy to notice how our choices affect our world. At last we're paying attention, gave us a gift, but we were careless, and now it is broken. We gather today, repentant, hopeful, and determined to restore, cleanse, and bring new life to earth, wind, and creature. Let us share your imagination. Let us be your fingers as we tend these gifts, which holds and carries us all. And, yeah, it's kind of a silence maker. And, you know, it's hard to take time for yourself and remember that you're that important, that you need to be very carefully helped. And it's just amazing how we just don't even think about that. We don't think about, you know, what is the consequence for some of this behavior. You know, look at what we've done with the earth in the last 100 years. And, you know, and we've not done it just the earth or the atmosphere or any of those things. We've done it to every living organism on this planet, and literally we are all interrelated to that beautiful energy. And You know, I just take such deep breaths right now because it's been so amazing in regards to how people come to help you in a time of need or a time of information. And I'm going to take a moment to check. I'm going to put on some music again and be right back. Thank you, everyone. I know this show is a little different than the ones I've done up until this point, but it's all about just going with the flow and that every moment counts. Every second counts. And when we shrug things off and think, oh, I can do it tomorrow or it's no big deal, you know, I can get it done in a couple of weeks from now or whatever, you know, you may not have a couple of weeks from now to do it. You know, and a lot of this show today is because my mom just passed this week. And Blog Talk, the Renford Broadcast Radio Network has been my saving grace. I've lost my father, my stepfather, my grandfather, and my mother in the last 3 years since I came to doing these radio shows. And I'm about being real and letting you know that it's okay to feel that type of stuff and that it may not be comfortable, but it's just one of those things where, you know, it's just so beautiful to know that, you know, the relationship with my parents didn't end in death. If anything, it has started now in death from the other side. And, you know, I was talking about how when I did my first show on April 29th of 2013, at 7 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time with another host that used to be with us on the I Am Well show, out in the Netherlands, and I literally came on that show as I was crossing my dad over. It was in that week. It was the first time he got to hear what I did and how I did it. And He went silent after that interview and then died on May 3rd at noon. And 2 hours later, I was blessed by this company, by this network, and asked to come and do some work moderating in the back until I could get strong enough to be in the public eye, because this was not what I thought I wanted to do. You know, it's a huge undertaking for me to be that present and that out there for people, because I used to hide and stay hidden, and I didn't want anyone to know where I lived, how I lived, if I lived. And the Renfort Network has helped me put my life out there into the mix throughout the world. And it's become my voice to the world, or my way of sending information to the world. And I have Cecil here with us. He's my mentor, my guide, my radio guru. And we've worked with each other since May 28th of 2013, and there isn't a day to go by that I'm totally grateful for the blessings of radio. Cecil, are you still with us? Cecil must have had to take his conference call. So, you know, we'll just see who shows up. I did bring out that book. It's called The Little Book of Prayers, and it's a journal. And on the day that my mom died, this is what came up. It says, think of places or landmarks you see every day, whether it's a mountain, a playing field, or a billboard. Make this object a memory jogger or a prayer prompt. For example, when you see the mountain, ask for humility. When you see a playing field, ask for protection for your children. When you see a billboard, pray for world peace. And then I did it as a little exercise. It says, write down your ideas for prayer prompts and other objects in association so that you can remember to stay in that prayerful state throughout the day, even when you don't want to, even when, you know, you're riddled with grief and sadness, but you still have to show up, you know? We're only guaranteed a couple of things in this life, and one of them is that we always will all end the same in the end, you know, one way or another by passing away. And I'm going to put on some more music for a moment, and I'll be right back with you. Move. Listeners, I know the music today is a little sporadic and a little crazy, but I really think that it's something we need to take a break. You know, there's a lot of people choosing to not want to be here anymore. You know, they're wanting to cross over. They want to be done. It's a hard time. And there's a lot of us with mothers who are crossing over, and we're light workers. And literally we are part of the fabric of what happens for us in this amount of time that we have on this planet. And with all the disruption and all of the pain and agony that has been happening around the world, and just as, you know, as early as last night, you know, there was another horrible, you know, show of anger and stuff, and they attacked people in Houston and did different things there. And, you know, I just, you know, if you have a question and you want to come in to the show, just press 1 on the prompt and I can bring you in live. Hi, Cecil.
Hi.
Are you there? Hey.
I am here.
So what would you like to share with the listeners in regard? I mean, you kind of know the theme of it. It's, I'm trying not to pump up my own stuff here, but it's really about the, you know, throughout what's helped me through the losses that I've had in the last 3.5 years has been the Renford Network.
Well, what I'd like to share is, you were speaking on meditation, and
mm-hmm.
even when you're happy, when you
mm-hmm.
think that you have reason to celebrate and so forth, that is even a good time to be in meditation, to be in a state of gratitude and thankful for those things that are going your way. Sometimes the transition that happens in life with our loved ones can also be a happy time. It's a mixed time, especially if they've been in a state of physical suffering, you know, and it's a relief. Sometimes it's difficult for us to let go of them on the physical level, but it's also a time when we can celebrate, first of all, having known them, having shared life with them, and been enriched by their presence and their being, and look forward to this new relationship with them in this new and different way. Since I've been on the Renford Broadcast Network, I've lost a daughter and a brother, and I believe my father too in the time that I've been with the network. But certainly what has been, I mean, just really great for me is the people that I meet on the network, the people that we work with, such as yourself. And we're extremely grateful for you coming to the Renford Broadcast Network, because you've brought so much to the network. I recall when I once was a member of something called the Online Spiritual Community, and I met people in spirituality and people on their path to discovering, you know, for themselves what life's meaning is for them, et cetera, et cetera, and exposed to a lot of the spiritual gifts and things that I'd only read about, heard in interviews and things, and to actually talk to the people and experience some of these things where, I mean, just, it was so surreal, because it's like reading about this. Well, I just put this on coast to coast, and then you go from reading about it or listening to it to being suggestively involved in the process, and now you're actually one of them, you know. In fact, I never dreamed that I would be managing or directing an online radio network, but one thing for sure, it was part of a desire of mine to be in touch with this aspect of our human family. Because many times you can turn on the radio and hear about all of the negativity that's going on in the world. But this is one of those networks where you can turn it on and you can get a lot of everything. You'll hear that stuff, but it's not the most important thing, and it doesn't dominate our airwaves. Most of what we deal with on this network, and one of the reasons why I really, really love this network, you and everybody who works with us on this network, is that we're able to explore the other facets of ourselves and the positive sides of ourselves, and even, you know, do house cleaning, spiritual house cleaning on ourselves, spiritual alignment, you know, putting things in place. And you've got somebody who walked the path with you. So you're not alone, even when you think you're alone. And we're also coming into the awareness that we're never alone anyway. It's always somebody there with us, and we are, because we are all interconnected. And so there's never a time that we are alone, you know. But it's, again, always been my pleasure to work with you on this network, and becoming friends with you and knowing you on and off this network. They don't get to have half of the fun that we do when we go.
Boy, isn't that the truth. You know, and since my mom's passed, I've been doing bubble parties every morning at 5:30, because it was something she really liked to do, was to have the bubbles, and it lightened her spirits and stuff. And someone the other day said, "I didn't know you were part of the Lawrence Welk show." And I said, "Well, kind of, because it's this machine, and it just blows out bubbles until it runs out of liquid. And it just keeps blowing them." And so how I've worked with my great niece and nephew, and well, even a lot of us adults, actually, in this passing of my mom, because in our family, this is the last of our parental people. And my mom was a very powerful, well-versed woman. And for the longest time, she would say, "You know, Rhonda, I just used to let things go in one ear and out the other when you'd start talking, because I didn't even understand what you were talking about." She goes, "But to have lived with you and watched you through your healing processes that you've done and a few other things," she goes, "I'm starting to think I need to listen a little closer when you start calling out angels to handle this, that, and the other thing, because I picked up so many beautiful tools along the way from different people that I have interviewed." And if anyone's out there, it is an open show until 1 o'clock p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. All callers are welcome. All callers, you know, if they want to participate, you know, I mean, I just feel like, and I wasn't going to do this show today, because my excuse was, is, well, my mom's died this weekend, I'm sad, you know, but I have very rarely not done a show, even if I'm in the middle of back surgery, heart surgery, shoulder surgery, whatever. You know, but it's also that I'm learning now through this period of time that I've had in the last few months, last 3 years, but mostly the last few months, is to take time and be slower. And it's not about how fast you can get it done, or, you know, who you're going to beat, or if yours is going to be better than someone else's, or whatever. It's about, we all have our own individual voice to our higher power, and we just have to use it. They're waiting for us to talk to them, hang out with them. You know, I mean, I've had Courtney Amandison here on the show, and she's does teachings from God, and she sounds just like Esther Hicks, and that was just on June 24th when I got back from
Chechen. You've had some great people on this show.
Yeah.
Look,
and then I
go
was just
back
in
and
jail.
Listen to your shows.
Mm-hmm.
I go back and listen to your shows. Like, I'm working 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll go and just put your shows on. And I'm like, now you could have been live with that guest, but you're going to have to show for Rhonda on recording. And it's just as good. I'm like, wow. Now, I would love to ask Rhonda and this lady a question, or this guy a question, and it's like, well, at least you have the show. So for all of the listeners,
right,
any of the shows that Rhonda has had on, you can always go back to the archives. You can go to the Blog Talk Network, and even we're available on Spreaker. You can go to Spreaker.com/RBR Network, and you can get the shows there, because when they air there, they also show up on Spreaker. So there are a couple of different ways you can get these shows, and these shows have so much information, and they're like blessing you even through the recording. It's like being there. And, you know, because one thing that we have learned about ourselves is that we're not limited to time and space. So
true.
It's like we're in the present. As long as we're in the present, we're always connected. It's like, man, when I'm listening to the show, I'm like so there on the show. And I really appreciate the network, and I really appreciate you being on this network, man.
Well, thank you.
And how do you use it? Well, you just pull these guests out of the universe. And
no,
and since
pretty
you've
much
been here, you just attract it all the time.
Well, what happens is they just literally show up and start talking to me, and something happens, and you know, and it was like, oh my gosh, how did this all happen? And
you
did
it.
Well, I know, but I wasn't used to manifesting things and them happening, because I would talk myself out of it or undo the positivity or whatever. And you know, hanging around with all of you, it's been, you know, oh no, sister, you're not alone. Oh no, you're not alone at all. You know, and it's like, you know, and to learn healing sounds and music and sweat lodges and shamans from Nepal and, you know, shamans from Siberia. And I don't know how these people get into my life. I really don't. All I know is one moment I get something comes up and it sticks out to me and I send an email.
I just want to say,
literally,
keep doing what you're doing, and I've got some more guests I want to introduce you to, and that you possibly have on your show as well.
Yeah, because I mean, for everybody to know, the next 3 weeks' shows are going to be ones you don't want to miss, because I'm doing a show with David McKenzie, and he's very educated in Druid, Celtic, Siberian, pretty much all the different cultures and shamanistic work. And he's going to be on my show for 2 hours next week to share, you know, just what he does and how he sees life. And that, you know, I've been studying with him and learning about the 10,000 saints, and that doesn't even count the patron saints, you know, and the power there is. And that there's actually an angel, Gabriel, that is for radio show hosts. And so he sent me a picture of it so that I could see it. And I was like, no way. I will. And you know, I do classes with him once a month, because I really thought, I've been staying in Greeley, and a lot of you know what Greeley's like in this time frame. But, you know, and not in my home in Red Feathers, but I am going home to Red Feathers today, and I'm so excited, because I'm going to go home and sit in the quiet and meditate and walk my land. And, you know, Cecil, you've helped me through so much when I wanted to throw in the towel. I wanted to say I'm quitting. I don't want to do this no more. No, 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 no. And, you know, you just empowered me each time to, you know, speak up a little bit more, Rhonda. It's okay, you're going to have to set a boundary, you know. And then when I started setting boundaries, then Cecil had to start setting boundaries, because then they would go to him, you know, because they thought I was the easier one to work around. And, you know, and I love working with everyone. I mean, I moderated for every show that Cosmic Contacts, and now I host these two shows, plus still help with people getting the shows up and that type of stuff, like the No Show and Laws of Material Wealth that isn't playing right now, and hopefully we'll be getting back, you know, having a group of shows again as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, you can always listen to the archives. You can go in there. I mean, it goes back, the history of the Searchers Roadmap, I think, goes back 6 years. So you can listen to what it was 6 years ago, what it's like now, how it's changed. And am I the only woman that's ever done Searchers Roadmap?
Jim Powell used to do Searchers Roadmap.
Yes.
And then he handed that off to you.
He's not a girl.
Well, I think Keith Blanchard didn't.
Keith Blanchard did it for a while.
Yeah.
I think I took it over from Keith, Searchers Roadmap.
Right.
And now he's doing his own thing, and he's amazing too. And you know, it's just amazing how there's so many of us out here trying to put some prayer energy out there so that we could all, you know, really be in, you know, a spiritual realm, you know, and I'm just happy that, what's up?
You know, it's great that with the new paradigm shift
mm-hmm.
that has taken place,
mm-hmm.
the having a place like the Searchers Roadmap for people who are searching for the how do I utilize or how do I get in the flow, you know, what is this that's happening with me? Why am I so spiritual? Why am I having these visions, these dreams? Why, how am I manifesting like this,
mm-hmm.
you know? And learning that, hey, we're manifesting by default anyway, so we might as well, utilize this ability to manifest, which people didn't even know that they had. Some people
right.
think some were, I guess, prior to your show and shows like yours, that they think that life just happens to them. They don't understand that they are the authors of their lives and the way that things happen, you know. Of course, we like to take credit for all the good stuff that happened. Yeah, I did that, man. But all of it is you. And so when you learn how to manifest, first of all, not by default, but
mm-hmm.
by deliberately applying mm-hmm. metaphysical principles to your life, and first of all, knowing that you are more than just a physical being, and that there's so much more out there. If it weren't for this radio show, probably your show and others, people would be thinking, hey, man, is there something wrong with me? Why am I having all of these strange or interesting thoughts or wonderful things and nobody to share them with? This show has offered many people an opportunity to share not only what's going on with everybody else in the world, but share what's going on with themselves. With the rest of the world. It's like, hey, I'm not the only one. So it's a, you know, this show is nothing but a blessing. This network is that. And, oh, for the record, Searchers Roadmap is the show that started this whole thing, you know. And you're, I would say, one of the show's greatest hosts. Absolutely. Are you there? And also, since we're on the subject of this show and how this whole network came into being, again, I have to go back to, I guess, I called into my life something like this, because this is like the next greatest thing to a spiritual community. And believe it or not, we make a difference, each and every one of us, you know. And learning how we can make a difference is a great deal of what this show teaches you, how you can make a difference, how you can contribute, you know. So when we're seeing all of these crazy things that are going on in the world and we're hearing about them, this alternative, having something else to listen to, having something else to share in, to share with, to share with others. When you're giving a link to your show out to someone, I don't know if you really can imagine how great that gift of a link to a show with a shaman or someone, a healer or what have you, or just another spiritual being. When you're giving out that link, that is probably one of the greatest gifts that an individual can get. I know it was for me, because you sent me the link to a show of yours that you did, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I went up and listened to that show, and I was really edified, blessed, humbled, all kinds of stuff that was going through my mind as I was taking in that show. But it was great to be a part of that show.
Did you miss me? Anyway, listeners, yes, this is this topic doesn't have to be this. If you'd like to call in about something else, I think I'm going to ask Cecil to lead us in a beautiful guided meditation that he is so wonderful with, just because I need that energy and that beautiful, you know, energy that you get from meditating, and so that I can stay centered. Because I didn't realize what I signed up for when I said I'd be someone's POA.
Give me 1 second.
So,
1 second.
Okay,
give me
a
second.
Fine. All right, that's fine. I'm going to put you out. I'm going to mute you for a second and put on some music. So I'm going to take a little music break again, and then I'll be right back with you guys. The world is my pillow. Hi, listeners. We're going to take a little break here. I'd like for you to take some nice, deep cleansing breaths in and out. And in and out. And in and out. And just rest in that knowledge that we're going to go into meditation with Cecil. And this is all divinely led. There's no script, nothing. We do it totally off the cuff, you know, carrying our wings, so to speak, and letting the divine bring the message forward. And I'm so grateful to have this as a piece of my ability to be able to step out into the world. And I'm going to play one last little piece of music. It's called Relaxation and Centering, and just continue with your nice deep breathing. And we'll be back in a minute. I'm going to bring Cecil back into the studio with us, and he's going to guide us in a lovely meditation. Hello, sir.
Hello. I was actually searching for my headset because I wanted to do hands-free meditation.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to do, I guess, today, I was actually taking a moment to center myself, and you were just playing my jam a minute ago. I just want you to know. that meditation song, that track, I use that a lot of times as a background track when we're doing a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I usually play that low in the background.
Yeah.
And we sort of vibe off of that and flow and do our meditation. But we can do it with or without the track.
Oh, no, I got the track set up. I'm just going to start slow. I'm just going to increase it slowly.
So since you've already prepped everyone for me by getting us into the meditative mood or getting into the zone, as we would say, in observation of all that's going on in the world, as we are meditating and focusing on that, realize that we are consciously creating all the time. And stepping into, even more so than awareness, I mean a meditation right now, even just sharing that being present instead of worrying about the future, worrying about the past, being present in the now moment and just experience, going inside, feeling how I feel right now. And I wanted to share this also because this is a very beautiful tidbit that I picked up over the years, and it has been reiterated several times since. Many times, you know, when we're experiencing pain, some of us have the tendency to run from the pain or avoid the pain. Step into the pain, accept the pain, and work through the pain, okay? And, and as you move into it, address it, it generally dissipates on its own. It's only when we are running from it and avoiding it that it persists as that thing that we don't want to address. But from that pain, there's growth, there's understanding. And I know, we know, we've had all had our share of quote-unquote pains, physical and otherwise. Even when you're feeling a physical pain, if you step into the pain, acknowledge the pain, and also become aware of the fact that the pain is making you aware of what's going on with the physical body, and saying the same for the spiritual body and the spiritual family. When we're experiencing pain, sometimes in terms of these, for instance, the mass shootings that we've had, or whatever trauma the world is experiencing, it is an opportunity for us to say to ourselves and to others, let's be more present. Let's be more conscious and aware of not just our feelings, but the feelings of others. Because to feel for others, to feel with others, is to actually feel for and with self. In fact, if we become more conscious of the fact that what I do to you, I do to me. So when I'm loving you and loving on you, I'm loving on me at the same time. And love always feels good, okay? So loving me, loving you. Share that. Feel the connection. Feel the interconnectivity one to the other and the connectivity to all things. And love on as many things as you possibly can. That's going to be maybe a little homework assignment for us.
Yeah.
Find as many things as we can to love in our inner world, in our inner world, outer world. Look for as many things as you can to love. Just look around and say, hey, I love that. I don't care what it is. Just say, I love that. And then focus on it and feel its love coming back to you. Look at your speakers. You may have some speakers sitting on your desk. I got some sitting on my desk. And just say, hey, I love that. That speaker is in your life for a reason. That monitor is in your life for a reason. Look at the animals, pets. Look at your friends and say, hey, I love that. I love you. Look up at the sky and say, hey, I love that. Even the cloud in the sky. Some people, I don't like cloudy. When it's cloudy, that's dreary. No, it isn't. It's beautiful. Look at the cloud. Look at the shades of the cloud. Say, hey, I love that. And once we begin to celebrate and feel gratitude for all that we have manifest in our lives, life becomes more beautiful. It becomes more inviting. It embraces you as you embrace it. It embraces you back. Think of that thing that you want to manifest in your life. Begin loving it right now as if though it's already there and feeling what it feels to already be in its presence and you in its presence. Love each other and watch it as it comes to you. Be as willing to release and let go as you are to receive equally. And if you're in a constant state of allowing, then we can feel life's flow and be a part of life's flow. Let it flow with us, in us, through us, around us, above, below. Let it permeate through each and every of our body. So as we step into that realization that we are in all things and all things are in us, we are all things and all things are us. In doing so, love it and accept it, even the phenomena that we call death. All things are us and we are all things. There's nothing that we are not. There's nothing that we are in that is not in us.
It's true.
Accepting it and moving into the flow. Loving what is. It's a very beautiful book if you can if you can get the opportunity to look up an
author. What's it called?
Loving What Is.
Loving What Is. And who is the author?
Byron Katie.
Byron Katie.
Yeah. In fact, she does a beautiful process called The Work. And as a matter of fact, you can go to thework.com and look that up. And she gives a lot of that information away freely. You know? When I do lectures, workshops and so forth, as I have been blessed to receive this in meditation, I didn't pay a penny for it. So I freely give it as it comes to me. And as I give, it is magnified. So that's another thing we can do. Look around find things that we can love,
mm-hmm.
and be as willing to give as we are to receive. Put ourselves in that mode where, as we anticipate many blessings in our life, also anticipate being a blessing to as many people and things as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Be a blessing to that plant that you forgot to water today. Go and water that plant. Be a blessing to that plant. You know, be a blessing to as many things as you can. And what you will find is that these things will bless you back in return.
Mm-hmm.
So exponentially, the beauty of life grows and grows, and we constantly got something to build on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as willing to give as I am to receive. Be willing to receive too. Don't say, oh, I don't deserve it. Of course you do. You've called it into manifestation and it's yours. Be equally as willing to share, you know, and just step into that feeling. Take a moment sometimes and just breathe in. I have a breathing exercise that we can also practice if we would.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 4-8-8-4. We're going to breathe in for the count of four, if we're able to do it. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, right? And then we're going to hold it for 8 counts. Then we're going to release it, but we're going to release it at 8 counts. And after we release it, we're going to stay right there, neither inhaling nor exhaling, for 4 counts. And then we begin the process all over again, breathing in 4, holding it for 8, releasing 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000, 6-1000, 7-1000, 8. And then, after we push it all out, push all of the air out, stay right there, hold it for 4, and then breathe in for 4 again. What that does is it helps to center you and allow you to focus, and it brings the physical in alignment with the spiritual. So if you are having difficulty in your day, or things are going on around you and you're a little bit frantic, your energy around you is a little frantic, practice that breathing exercise. 4 in, hold it for 8, release it for 8, and then after you release all of it, hold that for 4, and then begin again, bringing it in for 4 counts. So,
are we ready?
Hmm?
Okay, I'm going to turn the music up one notch, and I'll just turn it up a little bit at a time. So,
okay.
Start when you're ready, sir.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to do 3 rounds of 4-8-8-4 to put ourselves in a meditative state so we can work with this meditation here. Let's begin breathing in for 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold for 8 counts. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight, and releasing them. Four, five, six, seven, eight, and holding it right. Two, three, four. Now breathe in again. And on that fourth breath, take as much breath in as you can so you can hold it there. To the count of eight, release. Bring it in one. That love, that unconditional, that will. now feeling gratitude for the and those things feeling gratitude for them. Feel their love as they send their love out to you. And as they are sending their love to you, send your love and gratitude and thank you for their being. Visualize those things that we are most grateful for, those events in our lives, those beautiful things that we brought to our awareness for whatever purpose, except whatever message, whatever lesson those things have to be. Enjoy basking each moment that love brings. And as we open ourselves and each cell of our body and allow it to take in as much of the energy of your body, we may feel happy. how great that feels. Now, and as great as this moment is, for now, we're going to come back to our physical body, holding in us the spirit and the feeling of that love. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes. Open yourself back, and again, look around you. More things, more love. And I know some of us, as we are listening to this, we may drift off to sleep. And as we are doing so, remember, even in that state, we are still connected, and the meditation is still good. It's still working with us, and we're in it, and it is in us. And with that, I will turn the show back over to Ms. Rhonda Harrison.
Thank you so much, Cecil McDaniels. I so enjoy doing shows with you, and you know, I need that meditation as much as everyone else, and because I do need to take that time to breathe, be centered, you know, let things go. You know, the only person that gets affected by a resentment in this situation is the person who has the resentment, not the other people that they have the resentment towards, because the other people don't even know that they have a problem, you know.
Right.
I call it mental masturbation with no satisfaction.
Oh, boy. And is that no fun? No fun.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No fun. I want to have fun. I mean, I'm here for an adventure.
Hey.
And and it's turning into one.
Well, look, as much as I love this, I've got to go. I have an appointment.
I know you do,
and
sir.
I try not to. But thank you
very
much. All right,
well, thank you so very much.
And allowing me to be a part of this show. And to the listening audience, I look forward to coming back and doing a full interview. And actually, I've got a nice manifestation show I would love to do. So whenever you can book me, schedule me in, we'll come back and we'll do that show.
Okay.
So for now, I'm signing off. Have a beautiful day.
And sit inside.